tempo. Brown hair. All right. This is a song about my grandfather. My grandfather was a pharmacist in St. Louis. He was born in 1887. Grew up on the river. He was the bad kid. He was the bad seed. He grew up dealing cards in East St. Louis. He got involved in an incident that involved him having to leave town, and somebody was killed, and he decided to become a pharmacist because all his brothers were pharmacists, and whereas they were pharmacists who, I think, you know, mashed up powders and mortar and pestle and administered drugs, he did some of that, but he also ran books, and my uncle tells a story of going around to brothels on Saturday afternoons. Saturday, my grandfather played golf 3 days a week. He made a lot of money in the stock market. He played golf 3 days a week, and he worked at the pharmacy 2 days a week. And the days he worked, he was there for like 16, 18 hours, and nobody ever saw him. So my uncle's day with him was Saturday. And they would drive around St. Louis, and they would go to brothels, where he would give them sulfa for trade. So sulfa is pre-penicillin. Get it? So anyhow. So in 1930, I can't remember the year, but in the 30s, my grandmother left him and went to Denver, where she was from, and they exchanged these beautiful letters back and forth where, "I got your letter of apology today. It's beautiful. It must feel like a Christian reading, a real Christian reading your Bible, or a scientist reading a scientific journal." That's a verbatim quote from my grandmother. They were a little unorthodox for their time, but he had this one woman who kind of came into his life off and on a few times, and he had given her a diamond ring, which my mother still has. And the diamond ring was pretty valuable, and this woman was a prostitute and not doing well in the middle of the 30s, imagine that. And she came back one day to the pharmacy to give him back the diamond ring for cash. And my grandmother was an old style store where they had the glass booth where you look down on the floor. And my grandmother was up there doing books and probably taking second all too. And and she went ballistic, and she went and she took the diamond ring from him. And so this song is really just about that incident. Strangely, that diamond wound up being in, wound up in my mom's hands. My dad gave it to my mom as a gift. And after my parents got divorced, when I was a teenager living in Riverside, California, and hanging out with all these punk rock kids, I wound up hanging out with a bunch of junkies, like an intelligent 15-year-old should do. And they wound up breaking into the house to steal my brand new precision bass, which I had just gotten. And they stole the bass, and they stole the diamond ring. And we didn't get the bass back, but we did get the diamond ring back. So I don't know what that says about karma or anything like that, but it's odd that that ring is still around. And so I was told this story by one of my dad's brothers in a gin-fueled drinking session in St. Louis, where he kept sending back the martinis because they were too warm. And he told me this story, and I just didn't believe it. I was like, wow, that's just not possible. And then in a martini session with my father, some years later, I was sitting with my dad, and I said, "Do you know that ring that mom has?" He goes, "Yeah. Yeah, that was probably given back to him by the hooker." Completely, like, complete corroboration, but totally, like, not solicited. So anyhow, this is a song called "My Baby's Brown Hair," and this is dialogue between the pharmacist and the hooker in loving, tender terms. Seriously.